Many times we need a little bit of help going places and doing things on the Kenai Peninsula. And that's why exactly many, many years ago, the Central Area Rural Transit System, known as CARTS, was started so that we could go places and do things without maybe having to pay for parking fees at the airport, or maybe because we were snowed in and we didn't have a way to get our groceries. And I'm talking with the executive director. Would that be the right title, Jessica?
Yes, sir, the executive director.
That's Jessica Schultz, and she's been here for a while. She's the new director, and you were raised here in Soldotna, right, Jessica?
I was. I was born and raised here, and I came to CARTS in 2012 as a customer service rep. Then I quickly went into the operations manager position, and that's where I was for the last about 11 years. And then in February, I was able to take on the new executive director role.
So you got the carts before the horse, or now you're the horse leading the cart, right?
I am, yes.
Okay. Now, having been here, you're probably aware that public perception of carts has been rather kind of confused and unknowing. So rather than risk using the public transit system that we have in place, they'll call a cab. And that gets pretty pricey, even if you're looking at a one-way trip to the airport or coming back from the airport. Tell me a little bit about how the pricing works and how CARTS is now more reliable than it has been in the past.
Sure. So what a lot of people don't realize is CARTS is open to the general public, which means there's no income or disability requirements to use our services. Anybody can use it. There's no requirements. All rides are scheduled a day in advance. However, we do have some flexibility for on-day rides, or even if you need changes, like a doctor's appointment ran over or your flight gets delayed. And then you're charged by how many zones you travel through to get to your destination. So a lot of the times, most people are spending anywhere from $2.50 to $7.50 one way.
So if we're looking at just a general price between Soldotna and Kenai, if you were going to the airport or you had a doctor's appointment over there, and you're looking at probably a $30 and then on the tip on top of that, about a $35 ride, how does CARTS pricing compare to that?
To go from Soldotna to Kenai, it's $7.50 one way, and then gratuities are not expected either.
Wow, that's a huge savings for anybody. And also, when you look at the parking fees to leave your car at the airport so that it's there, that also gets pretty pricey in comparison to that ride.
Definitely. And we make it really easy to use CARTS. You can call and register over the phone, or you can even go online to our website to register. And then if you'd like to schedule a ride, you can call our office, or you can also do it online. So everything is very streamlined and easy to access.
Now, how are you doing as far as personnel? Because I understand there have been some problems there in the past where maybe the ride hasn't gotten there on time, or it hasn't gotten set up and you miss appointments. Are you been able to get some new staffing?
Yeah, currently we have 9 full-time drivers staying very busy. We also have Alaska Cab as our contractor to take any of our overflow or to help us if we start running behind. Our dependability and our on-time performance is improving with each month just due to the fact of our large staff that we have.
Well, that's good news. What do you like best about your job, Jessica?
I like the people. I've grown to have relationships with a lot of the riders because there's people that have used our services for many years, even since I started 12 years ago. We still have some of the same users that use us, so that's been great.
And how do I schedule a ride?
You can go online to our website and register and schedule your ride online, or you can call our office at 262-8900 Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 to schedule.
And talk to a real person?
Yes.
Isn't that great? The other thing's very easy, but you know, sometimes the reliability of all of that technology leaves a lot to be desired too. How many vehicles do you have running now in the transit system?
Right now we have about 8 vehicles, with hopefully a couple more on the way next year.
And with the day in advance, if you have a doctor's appointment or if you've got a flight that you want to make, do you ever have more need for rides than you have drivers available? In which case, am I told that we can't make that appointment at that time?
As long as the ride is scheduled a day in advance, it's guaranteed. If we're not able to accommodate the ride on our routes, we send the ride over to Alaska Cab a day in advance, and then they'll deliver the ride as if it's a CARTS ride. So there's never a time where we're too packed and can't take on rides.
And if I remember, the vehicles are handicap accessible, yes?
Yes, almost all of our vehicles are accessible.
Well, that's a lot of good news, Jessica. Congratulations for your new position here. We got a lot of exciting things to look forward to at the CARTS. Jessica Schultz is the executive director now of our Central Area Rural Transit System for everybody who wants a ride. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that Call a Cab sound of KSRM.